Hi everyone, this is Lexi here, and I just wanted to share a few things that was on my mind heavy, because I've been going through a couple things lately, you know, as we all do. I'm not the only person that's going through things, I'm sure, and I started thinking of the old saying that everybody uses. It's even in songs. Psychologists have probably used it. It could have been worse, or it could be worse. It could be a lot worse. All of those. And I started to think that has to be the worst coping mechanism when you really think about it. Like, think about it. You're at the lowest point, possibly the lowest point in your life, or pretty low in your life. You're really sad, really upset, really angry, whatever emotion you're feeling. It's not a good one. And somebody tells you, or you use it on yourself, it could always be worse than this. And I'm just thinking, I don't want to think about that. I don't want to think about it being worse. You know, I know it could be worse, but I don't want to think about that. And I feel like that's just a terrible way to cope with things. That's a terrible coping mechanism. I feel like what you really should focus on is, how can I make my situation better? Like, given we don't have control over every situation in our life, but we do have control over how we react to it and how we respond to it. So you're going through something, right? And you can decide to either figure out in that moment, now that you're going through whatever it is you're going through, I'm about to soak and moan and be sad and depressed and stuff. A given, like I said, you know, we do not choose our circumstances. And I know depression can go deeper than just a feeling, but you're responsible for how you respond to situations. And in those situations, instead of saying it could have been worse to make yourself feel better, you need to say, how can I make this situation better? Well, let me not say need. I feel like it's better to say, a better coping mechanism is to say, how can I make my situation better? I don't like where I am. What can I do to change it? And I just feel like that's better. Because, you, like I said, you don't have control over every single situation, but you do have control over how you respond to it. And whatever situation you're going through, however low you may feel, if you really, really think about it, I'm almost certain, I'd probably bet my life that you have an idea. If you really think of it, if you really relax, give yourself some time to think on it, you have an idea in your mind on how you can make your situation better. You have an idea in your mind on what is the next step for you to make your situation better than what it is. It may not be an easy thing, but you know the step. If you really take the time right now and think, okay, I'm here. If you really ask yourself, what can I do to make my situation better? You're gonna think of an answer. The little voice in your head is gonna give you an answer. You have an answer. Listen to that little voice and act on it. Don't sit there and allow yourself to just mope and say it could be worse to make you feel like what you're going through isn't that bad. That is true, you could be going through worse, but that doesn't mean what you're going through is any less terrible for your circumstance. So don't focus on it could be worse. Focus on what is the next steps that I need to take to make my life better than what it is. So I just wanted to share that. It was on my mind. I'm sorry my little podcast for the listeners I do have. I'm sorry that they're so short. I'm kind of just getting the hang of this. I haven't been on here in a while, but this was on my heart. And I was really thinking of it, like, I use that saying to myself all the time, and that is a terrible coping mechanism. Like, I'm really thinking of it. That is a terrible coping mechanism. That is a very depressing coping mechanism. Like, you just got your leg amputated. Well, could have been worse. Could have got them both amputated. Like, what? How about we think about, I don't want neither of my legs amputated. So, believe in yourself. Believe in your own conscience to know that you know what you need to do to better your life and better your situation, because at the end of the day, you're the only one who has control over how good or bad your life is. So take some time, whatever situation you're in, think to yourself, how can I make my situation better? What is the next step in making my situation better? Like, I don't want to make it sound like it's just so easy. Like, oh, you just do it. Like, I know it's not necessarily an easy thing because I don't know what your situation is, whoever's listening. I don't know what your situation is. But I know if you really try and you think on it, you're not going to let yourself down. You got to trust in yourself enough to know that you know what's best for yourself. But also, don't be afraid to seek wise counsel, of course. You know, I'm not saying sell your house, move to Rome. I mean, maybe, you know, I'm not gonna, you know, hold you back from what you feel like maybe you should do. But I just feel like, take risk, man. Take risk. If that is what you, if that's what your subconscious is telling you, sell your house to move to Rome, and you got a game plan for it, by all means, go ahead and get your passport. Do your thing. You know, but I just feel like we need to stop using the saying, it could have been worse. Because it could be, but I don't want to think about that. I don't want to think about the fact that it could have been worse. So, that's all I got for today. I hope you guys have a good day. Better life. Happy 2020. I think I'm going to be on here a lot more often. I think I'm going to get back into doing this. I've been kind of overthinking it. That's why I haven't been on here. But this is really coming just off the dome. Like, I'm in my room. It was just on my mind. I'm going through some stuff myself at the moment, like I said. And I was just thinking about it. Like, I don't want to think about that. So, I have a game plan. You know, I don't know how long it's going to take for everything to come to pass. But I do have a game plan. I know what I don't like about my life. And I know what I need to do and what I can do to fix it. So, just think of that the next time you're going through something. Or if you're currently going through something, just think of that next time. What can I do to make my situation better? Because yes, it could be worse. But I don't want to think about that.